indoor ag. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Large open spaces, dirt, and sunshine. That's what most people think of when they picture an agricultural operation. But in some places, the model of farming is getting a facelift.
We used to think of agriculture as something that happens outside of city boundaries, and now it's something that's happening in the warehouse next to the restaurants that we're using every day.
That's Nicola Kerslake, one of the organizers of an upcoming indoor agriculture conference, who says the indoor ag sector is growing by leaps and bounds, but there's still not a lot of numbers to support just how much it's growing, with some claiming an increase of 10 to 12% a year.
We think it's actually much higher than that, probably at least 15 to 20%. We've seen a number of new farms spring up over the past couple of years, and we're also seeing large expansions from existing players.
Kerslake says indoor agriculture is a $1 billion business in the U.S., and of course consumers are familiar with greenhouses and such, which are still the backbone of indoor farming. But more and more farming is being done right in the middle of our cities. The new movement is right in line with the Eat Local movement, with many consumers looking for fresher produce grown closer to their homes.
Abandoned warehouses and industrial areas can be great locations for them.
Obviously, indoor agriculture has several challenges to tackle, including permitting, one that traditional land farmers are also very familiar with. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.